had was a domestic situation in which a female has been shot. The female appears to be essentially a third party that arrived at this home to calm what appears to be an ongoing domestic situation. And after arriving here to try and calm the situation, she was unfortunately the victim of a shooting. That victim has been transported to IMC. Her condition right now is serious but stable. The situation here at the house is continuing to evolve, and we are treating this right now as a barricaded hostage situation, as there is at least one other non-involved party in the home. So it's a very dynamic situation. We have negotiators on scene. We have the neighborhood secured, and we believe there is no threat to any other locations with the exception of the residents that we are in communication with.
Three people in the home, then?
There are two. We have the initial suspect, a male, okay. And we have an individual who appears to be his spouse that we are operating under the assumption is being held against her will. So again, that heightens our concern.
Any concerns with this from prior, any prior domestics going on here?
The unfortunate situation, as is the case in many of these, is we do have a history here at the home that suggests that this is an evolving situation. So yes, there is a history of domestic situations here at the residence.
The lady that was shot, was she any way related to these folks or just a friend?
You know, I'm not entirely sure of a relationship. Clearly, she was a friend of one or both of the parties and came over innocently, we are told, to try and resolve what was an evolving, you know, violent situation. So came over to try and help and ended up a victim. And it's just a terrible tragedy. Our hearts go out to her, and we hope that she's going to be just fine.
Any children involved in this?
There are none in the residence at this time.
Do you have any identification of who it is?
We are aware of the identities of all parties right now, we believe. As soon as we are able to confirm that, obviously we will get that to you. But at this point in time, it's still evolving, and until we can do notifications and identify it completely, we'll be withholding that. By way of update, we indicated to you earlier, this situation started approximately 8 o'clock this morning when we were made aware that shots had been fired in the residence. We are now aware that a female was impacted multiple times by a firearm by the suspect. This individual is in extremely critical condition. We are aware that they are the female victim is stable, but I can't overemphasize the importance of that fact. This individual that we have contained in this residence, we have been dealing with now for the past few weeks. It appears to us that his condition is significantly destabilized. He has made specific threats to our officers, both towards our officers' lives and his own life. He has communicated that both verbally and in writing to us. We are aware that there are significant numbers of weapons in the home. We are very concerned for the safety of the hostage at this time. It is for that reason that we are moving immediate action teams and other resources as close as possible to this residence and hope that we can resolve this as quickly as possible. We do have negotiators communicating with this gentleman right now. We are imploring him to resolve this peacefully, and we continue to make inroads in that direction. But I want, this is a very critical situation and very dynamic. I appreciate the press's participation in moving back away from this. It is very dynamic. The neighborhood needs to know that there's no threat to anyone else in the neighborhood other than at the target location. But our concern has been greatly heightened based on information we've received over the last 30 to 45 minutes. So we'll continue to update you as information becomes available. But again, I can't overemphasize the severity of the situation at this time.
What are the chances that this really, I know you can't give us a specific, what are the chances that this is really going to be a peaceful resolution, or what are you really preparing for at this moment? I hear Salt Lake is probably headed down to assist you, and is that correct?
That is correct. And the reason for that is the heat is a factor. We have our tactical members that are wearing, you know, appropriate protective gear, and in this heat, that fatigues them. We don't want fatigued tactical elements. Salt Lake City Police Department, who works with us in tandem routinely, they're down here to rotate those people out, keep them fresh. The same with the negotiators. We have 10 negotiators. We can continue to manipulate that. So the point is, we want to keep everybody at their highest level. Back to this question about the resolution, though, I think it is absolutely imperative to understand that who is driving this situation is our suspect. But I also need to be very clear that he has already demonstrated a propensity for significant violence. That is something we will not tolerate. We are not going to place anybody else at risk. Again, the individual needs to be very clear in his intentions to give up and resolve this situation peacefully. You know, we're not going to have another victim in this situation if we can help it. So that's the clearest I can put it.
Thank you.
Can you say that he's been making threats to officers today or previously as well?
Both. We were we responded to this residence over the course of the last week. I don't have a specific date, but in that encounter, he informed the officer that he was going to take his firearm and kill him. That's about as specific a threat as you can get. And today we are receiving information that he is he's making similar threats. And so we're you know, this is a very, very dynamic situation.
Can you talk about what sparked the fight, the shooting, what the argument was about?
Well, our information right now is so often the case, is tragic. This is, you know, domestic related. This is a situation that's been deteriorating. But I, you know, I want to be clear, the gentleman's status, his mental status appears to be, you know, impaired. And whether what the reasons are for that, I don't know. But, you know, these are not the actions of a normal person. This is extremely heightened aggressive. And it's culminated in this situation last night. And again, the poor victim in this, we just pray for her survival. But, you know, it feels like it's just kind of going downhill on us.
Is she the wife or girlfriend of him?
The information we're receiving is she is a friend of the wife's who came over to assist in resolving the situation. So it had gotten dynamic. We don't know whether a call was placed. That's correct.
And the wife is married to him.
That's correct. And so she came over, I think, to try and, you know, assist in the situation. And look, you know, this is what's occurred. She was brutally assaulted. And so anyway, I just want to appreciate your cooperation. We'll continue to update you, but I, you know, we don't want to paint this as a dire situation, but I want the public to know this is a situation where law enforcement is, we may need to take action.
Hey, sir, is there any idea if he's under any kind of doctor's care at all for psychiatric?
He was evaluated this week. Relative to his mental status, that's the most I can say on that. That was in response to law enforcement responses earlier this week.
That was by you guys? Or?
That's correct. Unified Police responded and was interacted with him at least one time this week, I think more.
So he was involuntarily.
That's correct.
Other than domestics, does he have any other history that might be playing a factor in this? Or?
It doesn't appear so. We're still trying to, you know, identify his background and see, you know, the specifics. But you know, whatever has occurred appears to have really gotten worse in the last few days. It's sad. We're not right now. We're still communicating with some of the family members, but that should be very forthcoming, and we'll get that out. We know that he is in contact with relatives right now. We're trying to actually kind of limit that. Does that make sense? Okay.
So her condition got worse then?
She's out of surgery and stable, which is, you know,
as you said, extremely critical in earlier.
That's right. That's right. I want to, extremely critical is the best way to characterize
her situation.
She was
in surgery and now she's out.
That's correct. I am a little bit of mixed emotions here. We've had what I would characterize as the most positive outcome, but I want to be very clear. We have a very serious situation in that although our hostage has been recovered, the hostage has been injured. The circumstances, as I think you're all aware of, became extremely dynamic. What had occurred is we were in negotiations. We had his cell phone had been disabled, and we were moving in a device to continue communications. When we did so, the gentleman opened fire on our tactical team with multiple what appeared to be high-powered rounds. Our team then initiated what is known as an immediate action to enter into the home, and we discovered that he had barricaded the home from every access point. In addition to that, it appears that he had turned on the gas in an effort to initiate an explosion in the residence. Our tactical team, who I am extremely proud of, restrained themselves and did not fire upon the suspect or initiate an entry that might have caused an explosion. However, they were able to enter into the home and pursue the individual into the basement, where it appears he shot the hostage at least two times. They continued to pursue the suspect, and I believe that after placing significant pressure on him, he released the hostage. The hostage was removed by our tactical team members, placed into an ambulance, and has been transported off. The suspect then surrendered. None of our officers fired rounds, despite receiving what appear to be between 18 and 40 rounds. No other individuals were injured as well. Situation is resolved. Individual's in custody. He will now be transported to our facility, where he'll be questioned and arrested. We will continue to monitor the status of our two victims in this case. God willing, they will survive and come out of this unscathed. But this was an extremely volatile situation, and one of the reasons why we have tactical assets.
So you think maybe he was firing off the rounds, trying to initiate the explosion himself?
He was trying to kill our officers, and he was trying to initiate a gun battle in which I believe either he, the hostage, or all would be killed. It was only through the restraint of these tactical officers that a tragedy was averted.
You seem proud of those guys.
I'm over the moon. Look, you heard it. This thing happened in a flash, and the decisions that needed to be made. You know, there's a lot of criticism that can be leveled against law enforcement. Until you see a situation where they're being fired upon and they have to make these decisions in split seconds. Had they made the wrong decision today, we'd have a definitively different outcome up there. We'd probably have multiple casualties. And so training, experience, and the right equipment, and damn good police officers is what made the difference here today. I'm absolutely proud.
Any idea of the severity of the injuries on the hospital?
Gunshot wounds are always severe. Again, our brothers and sisters with UFA, though, were immediately positioned to begin advanced life support. I think that's going to make a significant difference, and I can tell you that the victim was conscious and was communicative while being transported. That's a very good sign. I'm very hopeful, given the quality of care, that she will be fine.
So what are the next steps?
Next steps are we're going to go in there and debrief the circumstance. He has used a variety of countermeasures that we are going to document and identify. So the house will be, of course, secured. We'll document the scene in its entirety. We'll take our tactical team members down, debrief them, make sure that they're okay both physically and psychologically. We'll continue to monitor the victims, and we will gather enough evidence to pursue prosecution on this this violent offender.
Now, is there any truth to the rumor that he claims he was part of a military organization of sorts?
Well, we've heard the same articulation. We have no idea. From a layman's perspective, the manner in which the home was barricaded would suggest to me some knowledge, whether he's gained that from the military or from the internet or who knows where. But this isn't your run-of-the-mill barricade. He had countermeasures in place that, had they not been treated effectively, would have created significant problems.
What kind of charges are you looking at now? I mean, I know that you're starting to get things put together, but what are you looking at this moment?
Well, I mean, first and foremost, attempted homicide.
Two counts or one?
Multiple counts. Victim A that occurred earlier this morning. The hostage, of course, it was evident to us that his intentions were problematic there. And then we will charge him with the attempted homicide of our officers. The trajectory of the rounds indicates to me that he was firing in an attempt to kill them. And so those are, of course, the most serious charges, but we'll also look if there are weapons violations or other secondary offenses, we will charge it appropriately. We'll gather the evidence.
How long did this last? What time did it
start? Well, we were on scene shortly after 8 a.m. this morning. I'm not even sure what time it is now, but we're about noon.
Okay.
What do you mean?
We're 4 or 5 hours.
What do you mean these barricades are more than just basic? Can you give an example of just something weird or something?
Well, I think that he's had time to, to construct barricades in there. I don't want to be too specific because, of course, we don't want those tactics repeated anywhere. But, oftentimes people will pile things up or they'll lock a door. But in this instance, he was anticipating some attempted entry into this residence. He really was. And had attempted to barricade it.
Well, what's interesting, though, is that, so you guys had a domestic call last week. You've gone through and you've investigated him. And then this morning, was he anticipating this type of response and greater this morning from the indications of what you're seeing? Because it's not like you can barricade a whole house in 5 minutes.
You can do a pretty good job pretty quickly. But so in answer to your question, look, I don't know what his, we won't know his motive or intentions until we have a chance to look into this. We may never know fully. But, what I think this is, and this is the tragedy of our time in terms of these domestic situations, they're not easily resolved. We try and resolve it as best we can. We inform people about their options to leave a volatile situation. We take people to hospitals to try and get them evaluated. But these things... emotions get significant. I think the message there too is if you're in a, a volatile domestic situation, you've got to get yourself clear of that and get yourself, protected. These do digress. So I think, we'll of course evaluate our actions leading up to today. But from what I've seen documented wise, our agency's done a very good job within the context of the legal restraints we have of trying to protect all parties. But today, it just got completely out of control, and this gentleman, for whatever reason, he's gone downhill. Was he prepared for law enforcement and going to spur something? Gee, I don't know. I can tell you the actions he's taken from the time of our arrival suggest he was ready to, to go at it.
Name, age?
I'm going to wait for the investigators to confirm his and then get ensure that the next of kins are notified on all of our victims, and then we will provide you detailed information on his identity and those of the victims. So bear with us just a little while longer.
Was he negotiating just by time then, you think? I mean,
no, I think no. I think that emotions play a part in that. The conversations in these situations tend to ebb and flow. I think he from time to time legitimately wanted to find a resolution, but then he would become more aggressive, and that's kind of the nature of these situations. And for whatever reason, he decided to initiate a confrontation. I thank God we were in a position to resolve it.